And opinions expressed during the drive time are those of Dave Glover and his guests and are not those of Northumberland 89.7. Agree, disagree, or have a comment? Call the station and speak with Dave live on the air. Call 905-372-2321. That's 905-372-2321. Now your host, Dave Glover.
Back to the drive time. My guest joining me in the studio, of course, Rob Washburn for our weekly rendition of Consider This Live. Joining me from the new Canadian Center is Ms. Luz Ophelia. So here in her honor is the band with Ophelia. We'll be back after this. And that, of course, was Ophelia by the band from 1970. You're listening to the Drive Time, Canada's only holistic political chat. Joining me in the studio, of course, for our weekly rendition of Consider This Live is Rob Washburn, professor of e-journalism at Loyalist College. Rob, welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me, Dave.
And our guest this afternoon is from the New Canadian Center, and her name is Luz Ophelia Maya. And welcome. Welcome, Luz, to the show.
Thank you for the invitation. I'm very pleased to be here.
It's actually our pleasure to have you here, to be honest with you. We're just moving that. My little technical difficulty. Here we go. Now, you work. She is, by the way, folks, she's the Office Administrator, Settlement Counselor at for Northumberland Region. This is for the New Canadian Center, which is an immigration service. Is this a government service? Or is this this a separate entity itself?
Yeah.
And now you guys are located at 50 Covert Street on the second floor. And right in the heart of Cobourg, listeners. So if you know where the Covert Street parking lot is, you won't have any difficulty finding the new Canadian Center by the parking lot.
Second floor of the Horizons of Friendship building.
Oh, there's convenience for you.
Yeah.
Is there a really tight relationship between your organization and Horizons of Friendship? What kind of relationship do you have?
We do events in partnership, but the reason that why we're here at the building is because we rent a small office since the office was open in Cobourg, since the New Canadian Center was open in Cobourg.
How long have you been in Cobourg, do you know?
In Cobourg?
Mm-hmm. The office?
The office, 8 years.
8 years, 8 years yeah. only. And yeah. for those of you that don't know, their mission statement, very, very clear. The New Canadian Center strives to empower immigrants and refugees to become full and equal members of Canadian society and to provide community leadership to ensure cultural integration is in a welcoming community. Now, you work for the New Canadian Center, but you didn't know about the New Canadian Center when you first came to Canada, did you?
No. I came in 2001, and we learned about the New Canadian Center in 2007. a few years later, and that it would have been very helpful mm-hmm. if we would have known about the new Canadian Center in Peterborough. Because, yeah, when you come to a new country, different culture, and you need to learn from the beginning so many things.
Mm-hmm.
So the New Canadian Center offered different programs, a lot of help for newcomers.
Now, you, having come here, being a newcomer who didn't have all this available to you, has that helped you in your job as a coordinator at the New Canadian Center?
Yes, it has helped me because I can understand.
Right, you know what they're going through.
I can understand what the people is, yeah, what they face when they come, and there are a lot of difficulties. Everyone comes with a different situation,
mm-hmm.
but we understand what they're coming.
What type of programs do you offer the people who seek out your services?
Yeah, we offer different programs like help with immigration papers. We are not immigration,
mm-hmm.
but we can guide them like about how to fill an application for a sponsorship or to renew a permanent resident card, or if they want to apply for a citizenship.
Mm-hmm.
If they have been here enough time to apply for the citizenship in Canada. There are thousands of applications, so we can guide them no,
mm-hmm.
in selecting the right one. Or if we don't, we can help them, we refer them to an immigration consultant.
Okay, so these are people who have come to Canada already. Maybe they've come here as refugees or they've come here as immigrants. And is this service more geared to helping people become Canadian citizens, or is it this is all about the actual process itself?
It's about the process itself, okay. Yeah. We can have visitors or people with work permits, a lot of sponsorship, like a Canadian Marine, a person from another country.
Okay.
So we see that a lot. Skilled workers. No, like we came as skilled workers at mm-hmm. the beginning, and then we came with a permanent residence, and we helped the people to go through the whole process, no?
Well, you applied in your home country, though,
and
right?
Yes, so we send the papers through lawyer office in Montreal.
Okay.
And it took about a year and a half to get through. It was easier before. Before 2001.
Right.
Before September 11th.
Yeah.
Yes. So we applied in the right time. After 2001, after September 11th, things became more difficult.
Mm-hmm.
No? Yeah.
So are you working with the Syrian refugees in our community?
We have received some families, Syrian refugees, and we offer them the same help as any other newcomer. That from another country.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. So between the programs that we offer, we have employment programs. We try to help them in finding a job. I am not an expert, but we refer them to employment agencies. We work in partnership with a lot of community organizations.
Sure.
So we refer them to Wharton Employment, and we recommend them to take the workshops about how to create a resume, how to create a cover letter, how to present an interview mm-hmm. in the Canadian style. Or another, there is another agency in Port Hope, the Durham Employment Center.
Mm-hmm.
So, we also offer workshops, occasionally workshops about employment.
Are they well attended? Are you getting a lot of people coming to those?
It depends. We might get 5-6 people to attend. It depends also in what kind of workshop and mm-hmm. their availability. Also, it also depends on the language. If the person don't have the language, it's very difficult, no? There is no sense. We first
True.
Have to focus on the language.
And that was the question I was going to ask, is how do you talk to so many diverse people with diverse backgrounds, diverse cultures, diverse languages particularly?
Yes.
How do you communicate back and forth in those early stages as people are developing these English skills?
Like, for example, if somebody's Spanish speaking, I don't have any problem with the English, Korean. Sometimes it's difficult to understand everything that they say, but I just listen. And if I don't understand, I ask, excuse me, can you repeat that? Or in some occasions, I have asked another person who speaks the language, like, for example, the Syrian families. Mm-hmm. We have had some volunteers that speak the language, English, and they have helped us to be able to communicate with them. Yeah, like the families that came lately, we had always the sponsoring groups, they mm-hmm. brought an interpreter. So that was very, very helpful.
Is that another service that you can provide for new Canadians is access to someone who's an interpreter? Do you have, for instance, if I came in and I spoke Aramaic and didn't speak English, would you be able to say, okay, we know someone who can help you? Yes. Can you refer someone to a translator, for instance?
It's mainly here with volunteers.
Okay.
Peterborough is a bigger organization, so they have more access to more resources. Mm-hmm. But we try to help them. Yes.
I think there's something that we haven't really made clear, and that is that Coburg is an office of a larger organization that's centered in Peterborough.
Right. Yes.
Could you maybe talk a bit about what Peterborough is and its relationship to here in Northumberland?
We will do that, but we're going to do that right after our break. We're going to take our first break of the hour. You're listening to The Drive Time right here on Northumberland 89.7. This is Canada's only holistic political talk show. New Canadian Centre, that's what we're talking about today. Our guest is Luz Ophelia Maya and Rob Washburn, of course, who is a regular on the show Wednesdays. We'll be back after this break.
Hey, how would you like to meet Prodnose and the Egg Lady, Big Bertha the Boa Constrictor, the Jerry Aquabells, the SS Safe Sex, the Donut Shop Don Juan, not to mention JB and me? Then tune in to me, Pat Bryan, and my Tales from Faith Harbor every Sunday at 1:30 p.m. Right here on Northumberland 89.7, truly local radio.
You know, summer's just about here, and now is the time to install a new air conditioner or replace your old one. With Pritchard's Climate Care, you could receive up to $1,300 in rebates on qualifying equipment. Financing is also available on approved credit for as low as $38.50 a month. At Pritchard's Climate Care, we care about your home comfort because we're your neighbors. For more information, call Pritchard's Climate Care at 905-885-8216. Call for your free estimate today. This offer ends May 31st.
Northumberland Security has provided security solutions for over 38 years. From transponder car keys, alarm systems, surveillance systems, and handicapped door operators, they cover Pickering to Peterborough to Picton and everywhere in between. Northumberland Security prides itself on providing a comprehensive selection of personal and property protection at affordable prices with fast, courteous, and reliable 24-hour service. Located at 22 King Street West, Coburg. Call 905-372-8951 or visit NorthumberlandSecurity.com, the professional security team.
Northumberland 89.7 is powered by our volunteers. You can help us continue to be Northumberland's truly local radio station. Contact us by emailing info@northumberland897.ca.
And welcome back. Our guest in the studio, as I said before the break, is from the New Canadian Center, Ms. Luz Ophelia Maya. Now, she is in the Northumberland office, but as Rob said beforehand, the New Canadian Center, Peterborough, which is the home office, it's the mothership, if you will, and their goals. Let's talk about some of the goals. To ease and promote the adjustment of immigrants and refugees to Canadian culture, to provide trained staff and appropriate facilities, to advocate on behalf of new Canadians and to provide information and referrals, to continually review and adjust our services to address the needs of new Canadians, to increase the active participation of new Canadians in determining the direction of the agency. So again, working with their clients to help making it a better program. To promote cross-cultural understanding and acceptance through education and awareness projects, and to promote fundraising projects to improve quality of community services for new Canadians. And again, you can go to their website, which is nccpeterborough.ca, www, of course, nccpeterborough.ca. Just before we went to the break, you had a question, Ron.
I was curious when we were talking about the jobs and seeking jobs, that how different it is for people who have come from other countries to apply for jobs in Canada. I'm wondering if you could just talk a little bit about how it's different.
Yeah. For example, when I came, I learned that in my country, a resume, you have to put a picture, you have to put marital status, even the age, and if you have children or no. When here in Canada, they are not supposed to ask you. It was different, so I had to learn that. One of the first things that I did when I came to Canada was go to Watton Employment Agency and learn those things, and also to create a good cover letter in the Canadian style. Mm-hmm. We use cover letters over there, but you have to do it in the Canadian style. Also about the interviews.
Now we've talked about employment services, we've talked about language services. What other services does your organization offer?
Yeah, we have some programs for women. For example, we have a women's group meeting monthly. We meet the last Thursday of the month. So every month we do a different activity. And the idea is to gather all these women from different countries, different cultures, and you think, how is it going to work? But it is nice. It is nice, and I feel satisfaction to see how this person from the other side of the world and this one, they connect, they can share their experience. We are all, at the end, we are all the same, no? Mm-hmm. We are humans, and we have our own experiences. It doesn't matter where you're from, we have the same situation.
So it's really about breaking down any kind of barriers that people might have and really just sort of showing everyone the commonalities of their life. Yeah, they might be from different parts of the world, but people are people, right?
Yes, and we help them to integrate to the community, because that really helps. Like a person, if they don't come, they can become isolated.
Mm-hmm. And that must be a serious issue that you deal with quite frequently with this population, is the sense of isolation. Can you tell me a bit more about the things you do to help people so that they don't feel that way?
So we try to involve them in our program. So the women's group meetings. Also, we do the workshops. We do occasional trips. So we have done the Sugar Bush trip and the snowshoeing, and there is going to be a tour at the end of June. Mm-hmm. Across Northumberland. We have done the canoe museum trip and stuff like that. I was away for 1 year, about a year ago, but I know they went to canoeing. Mm-hmm.
So it's helping them to understand what Canadian culture, you're
Canadian
introducing
culture,
into Canadian and, culture, right?
And they get more integrated in the community.
Mm-hmm. I understand you have a trip to Riverview Zoo coming up. You have a trip to Ottawa.
Yeah, that is in Peterborough. Mm-hmm. So, of course, yeah, Peterborough is bigger and there are more resources over mm-hmm. there. So when here in this moment, I am by myself. So I cannot do all the activities like in Peterborough, but our clients are encouraged to participate in the activities that are running in Peterborough.
So they can go as well.
They
so
can go, yeah.
For instance, a trip to Ottawa, someone who lives in Northumberland County, because it's all part of the same group here, right?
Yes, yes. And so they can either let me know, and then I can pass the information to Peterborough, or they can contact Peterborough office directly. But yeah, they are more than welcome to participate in mm-hmm. the events that are running in Peterborough.
Are there any recreational things that you do as well?
We do potlucks, dinners, which mm-hmm. is fun because can you imagine people from so many different mm-hmm. countries, and they bring food from their own countries,
yep.
And it is amazing. We just had a potluck, a welcoming potluck dinner at the beginning of March to welcome the last families that came, including the Syrian families,
mm-hmm.
and it was amazing. There was food. Incredible for everyone. We had a great time, and the new families, they really enjoyed the time. Also, with this during these potluck dinners, we have performers, which are newcomers performing or people from the community. that want to participate. Mm-hmm. So it is very interesting, and the last one was amazing. It was a lot of fun, and everyone seemed to be so happy and enjoying their times. Yeah.
Well, that's the thing about food, right? Food brings people together. You reminded me of when I was working in Toronto. I worked in an office in Toronto. We had people from the West Indies. We had people from East Indies. We had people from the Orient, and people from, like, Taiwan. This whole just group of people from, you know, all over the world, and we would have these potluck lunches at the office, and we would get food, you know, we'd get Indian samosas, we'd get West African jerk chicken, or West Indian jerk chicken, we get West African foods from all over the place at these potlucks. And I can totally, you're talking about it here, and I'm thinking, I've done this. I've actually been to those potlucks in the office where I worked in Toronto. And I got to say, a lot of the people that we worked with in the city, and my wife was responsible for hiring a lot of these people, bilingual, were from around the world. A lot of bilingual people we hired were from West Africa, for instance, mm-hmm. because that's their language over there. And from Central and South America, we just had this huge, again, working in Toronto, that's mm-hmm. that's what you're going to get. You're going to get a huge number of different people. Different and it people. Helps people to realize, not only for the new Canadians, but also for the, if you will, Canadians who are born here, who, you know, like I was saying to you during the break, as a person who was born here, I had no idea what services were available to new Canadians.
Yes.
But I'm not a new Canadian, so I don't look for those things. But, you know, in speaking with you this afternoon so far, I mean, one of the things we always hear from the bigots out there is, well, we want people to be Canadian. We want them to become Canadians. We want them to understand what it is to be Canadian. And that's what you people do here with the New Canadian Center. You allow them to embrace their cultures while at the same time, as part of a multicultural nation, which we are, embrace Canadian culture at the same time.
Yes. Something that I should mention is about the language.
Mm-hmm.
We have been offering ESL classes once a week, but now since April the 4th, in partnership with the Northumberland County and the Help Center and the New Canadian Center, we created these classes, ESL classes, and the county hired a person, an ESL coordinator. So we have been running now ESL classes every day, like Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday from 10:30 to 12. And on Wednesdays in the evening from 7 to 9. So
where are those classes held?
So the ones in the morning, Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, run at the Trinity United Church. And the ones on Wednesdays are run at the YMCA. Yeah.
Awesome.
Yes, and we have tutors, ESL teachers. We have volunteers working one-on-one with the clients. So it is working well, and we can see now progress.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
If I could just go back to the potlucks, one of the things that you mentioned, and I'd just like to get some clarity on it, is the community involvement. I mean, certainly the immigrant community is involved, but how about the rest of the community? What sort of things do they come to, and how does that work?
Other organizations that work in partnership with us, like we have the support from Horizons of Friendship,
mm-hmm.
the Northumberland County has been a huge help.
The United Way, Northumberland as well.
With the United Way, the Help Center. There are several organizations, and we invite them. No, if we have a potluck dinner, we try to invite them to join us also, mm-hmm. because in some way, they have been helping us, or we have been referring clients to them. So we try to invite them to participate. And about the performances, it's mainly the immigrants. But also we have some community members, some people, no? Yeah. Canadians, that mm-hmm. want to participate. So everyone is welcome. So
How does one find out about a potluck? And how often are they held?
We in Cobourg we try to do it every 3 months.
Okay.
Because we cannot do it in Peterborough. They do it every month.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, but of course they have more resources mm-hmm. and
more people,
and yeah, they can do that.
So, is this something that's posted in the newspaper? How does one find out about this?
About the new Canadian Center?
About the potlucks.
Potlucks, we send the invitations to our contacts. We have a newcomer list and also goes in the website of the new Canadian Center, also in the website of the immigration portal. Like if you go mm-hmm. to welcometonorthumberland.ca, mm-hmm. yep. you can find a list of events. So it'll be there too. Mainly the websites of the New Canadian Center and the mm-hmm. Northumberland County. And we send the information also to all our clients.
Now, I understand English is not the only educational opportunity you offer through the center. I understand there's also a beginner's computer group, and you also offer homework help. Could you talk a little bit about that?
In Peterborough. In this moment, those programs are running in Peterborough. We hope that we can do that in Cobor, mm-hmm. in the future. Mm-hmm. In this moment. But so far we are focused in the language because mm-hmm. that is the main need. Mm-hmm. If you don't have the language, you cannot go to a computer course or the workshops about the employment. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
So what other programs then do you offer locally beyond the ones that we've talked about already? Is there anything else?
Yeah, we are focused on employment, the language. In the language, we have the Link Home Study, which this is not for everyone. It's mm-hmm. for permanent residents or the refugees. They have access to the Link Home Study. In order to have this, we need to do a Link assessment. So we have a Link assessor coming from the Peterborough office to Cobor. We book an appointment for her and the client, and she evaluates the person in listening, speaking, reading, and writing. And according to the level, she refers them to the program. They need to be on a level 3, which is a basic conversation or being able to read an instruction, a simple instruction. If they are not at that level, what we're doing, that's why we are doing the ESL classes at the Trinity United Church and the YMCA so that they can have access for now. And mm-hmm. in the future, when they are able to communicate a little bit more, they will be able to do the Link Home Study. Also, we have these ESL classes daily. And we also work with the volunteers. So we match a client with a volunteer when they can meet once a week for 1 to 2 hours. Mm-hmm. And they meet outside of the office. It doesn't have to be at the New Canadian Center. They can meet at the library or Tim Hortons, or they can go for a walk, or they can do, it depends on their time, their availability, and about what they want to do. And also the volunteers will work according to the needs of the client. So one client can say, I want to improve my pronunciation. Mm-hmm. Or maybe if it's a recently arrived person, they need to learn how to go to the store, how to buy the vegetables, or how to go to the doctor, how to communicate mm-hmm. with, at a doctor's office, and so many things, no? Or how to fill a form. So that's another way that the volunteers can help.
And it's one-on-one volunteerism. So
one-on-one?
It's like it's like having a sponsor, really, right?
Yes. And for example, the ESL classes at the Trinity United Church, on Fridays they are doing a conversation. So it's more informal and they all can participate, and it's more relaxed environment.
Right.
Yes. The workshops, in this moment, we are having these workshops about citizenship. So we already had two. Also, this is in partnership with the Northumberland County. So we had two workshops, and then there is one coming on May 12th. That's the final one. Is about the exam before you get the citizenship.
Right.
Do
you find that most of these people who come here are thinking, how long does it usually take someone to realize they're going to become a Canadian citizen when they come here?
4 to 5 years, to be able to get the citizenship.
Well, you have to wait 4 to 5 years before you can even apply?
Yes, you need to live in Canada for a certain time. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It used to be 3 years, but now it has been increased to 4 years. But then once you send the application, you have to wait another year. So, yeah, it depends mm-hmm. on the immigration. It can be 4 to 5 years. Also, it's getting more expensive. Like when I apply with my husband and mm-hmm. we one of the kids, we pay $200 per adult and $100 for my son, but now it's like $600.
Really,
we are hoping that with the new government that maybe the
is that there for changes. Now is that for legal fees or just for the applications?
For the application, there is a in that there is $100 for legal fees, but the application is $530 for citizenship.
Yeah.
Yeah, it depends on the application. Also, the prices are different. No? For to renew a permanent resident card, you pay mm-hmm. $50. And, yeah, every application has a different price.
Wow, that's crazy. I don't know. Call me crazy, but I think if somebody wants to become a Canadian citizen, the last thing we want to do is make it cost prohibitive. I mean,
yeah, lately it's been.
If you're working here and you're making minimum wage, and let's face it, if you are a new Canadian for the first few years you work here, you're going to be making minimum wage, maybe even less actually. Yep. And I know I'm not supposed to say that because nobody's legally allowed to be paid less, but we know better.
Yeah,
and you're supposed to save $500 per plus $100 in legal fees per. So you and your wife and, you know, if one child, but let's face it, more often than not more. And I mean, that could be in the thousands of dollars mm-hmm. And you have. So I guess that's maybe why they make you wait 5 years. So they want you to be able to save up.
Yeah.
I mean, that's insane. I don't think our citizenship that tells me citizenship in Canada's for sale. And that's the wrong message, I think.
Yeah.
Call me crazy, but I think that's the wrong message.
Dave, you're crazy.
Thanks, Rob.
It changes. No, immigration changes. Immigration rules change mm-hmm. very often. So
with the government.
We hope that that price can be changed.
Well, I hope so, too. We're going to take our next break, listeners. We'll be right back with more of our conversation with Ms. Luz Ophelia. She is with the New Canadian Center right here in Cobourg. This is the itinerant office. That's how it's listed in the brochure, by the way. The itinerant services office, which is located on the second floor where Horizons of Friendship is on Covert Street. We will be right back.
Give me a T, give me an L, give me an R. What have you got?
Initials.
Listen carefully, Dave. Give me theater, give me cinema, give me much ado on the second and fourth Tuesday of every month at 10 a.m. on TLR.
TLR?
Truly local radio.
Of all the stations in all the towns in all Northumberland, only TLR has much ado now in its second season.
Play it, Dave.
No, you play it, Brenda.
No, you play it, Dave.
Much Ado Season 2 on the second and fourth Tuesday of every month.
Truly local arts discussion.
On Northumberland 89.7.
Truly local radio.
Spring has sprung, so it's time to get rid of the winter blahs. Rust Check Cobourg Car Care at 105 University Avenue is the place to spring clean your car, van, or truck. The professional detailers take great pleasure in transforming the inside and outside of your vehicle. Think of it as a day of the spa for the family car. See what Bruce at Rust Check can do for you. That's Rust Check, 105 University Avenue, Cobourg. Call 905-373-0004 for the best car clean in Northumberland.
Kick back with a frosty pint and cheer on your favorite team at the new pub and restaurant, Turtle John's in Port Hope. Game night won't be the same at Turtle John's, the biggest living room around, with 20 high-definition big-screen TVs. Enjoy delicious pub food or our daily specials for lunch and dinner. Join us at Turtle John's, located at 64 John Street, Port Hope, where it's always game on. Check us out on Facebook or call 905-885-7200. That's 905-885-7200.
Northumberland 89.7 is radio to go. Listen to us on your smartphone wherever you are. Just go to Northumberland 89.7 and download the TuneIn app.
And welcome back to the show. We are talking with my guest from the New Canadian Center, Ms. Luz Ophelia, and she is with the Cobourg office. And this is a brand new office here in Cobourg, right? Or have you been here for that long? Was it 8 years you've been here in Cobourg?
No, I have been here for 15 years,
mm-hmm.
but the office was opened in 2008.
Okay. So
January 2008.
So the office has been here a while as well. In Peterborough, they've been there for a much longer.
Yeah, it was opened in 1979.
There you go. So always a hub for immigrants in Peterborough. You know, more than a century ago, that's where the Irish were all going up to Peterborough.
Yep.
I'm just saying.
Yep.
Rob, you had a question.
I did. I understand that the New Canadian Center also works with migrant workers. Could you tell us a bit about that program?
Yes. Since we opened in 2008, because I could speak Spanish and I have met some of the workers out in the community, because they learned somehow that I could speak Spanish, so they would come to me and ask me questions. But then, before that, I learned that Horizons of Friendship, as volunteer activity, they used to invite a few workers, 4, 5, 6 from Mexico to come for a potluck or for a barbecue. And there were other members that did this activity as volunteers. So when the office of the New Canadian Center was open in 2008, we decided to continue to help them more, to offer our services to them too. And also we included the workers from Jamaica. So it was a big event. We got about 70 people to come to a barbecue, and we hosted at the YMCA. The YMCA has also helped us in some opportunities to host the events. But every year the program has been growing and growing, so we have been increasing our services to them. So we offer clinics through the Port Hope Community Health Center. We have nurse practitioner, Lydia Ribenko, and she has been coming already for 5 years, I guess.
Really? So she comes to your office in Coburg?
She comes to, so my office becomes a doctor's office.
Nice.
Yeah,
okay.
And the workers come, and this is done on Thursdays, which is the day that the workers come to the downtown to cash their checks, go do some grocery shopping, and then they do a tour, no? So when we are there with the clinics, they come to the office, they get seen by the nurse practitioner, and then they go to Nofrills and Walmart, and they do the other stuff, no? Also, lately, we have had the help of the Northumberland Community Legal Center. So we have also Teresa Williams. She has been helping us with some legal issues with the workers or advice, because they keep coming every year. There are some workers that have been coming for 20 years, and then they are ready to retire. So they need advice in terms of CPP, all that stuff, or to fill some forms, and she has been helping us also. So while some of the workers are here seeing the nurse, other ones are here working with the person from the legal center.
Do we have any idea how many agricultural workers we have that are in this situation?
It varies according to how the weather has been in the year. Mm-hmm. So, for example, last year it was not good, so we got a fewer workers.
Right.
There are some times where we had 200 workers, and counting workers from farms in Port Hope, Coburg, Grafton, Colborne, Brighton. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So the
Well, just to, I'm looking at your website here, and one of the things that talks about migrant farm workers here, the Migrant Farm Workers Project for New Canadian Center. Each year, an estimated 17,000 Caribbean and Mexican migrant farm workers come to Ontario, up to 8 months. That's how long they work here, to work for seasonal agricultural programs. Program is a guest worker program that attempts to respond to the labor shortages of the Canadian agricultural sector. And you'll be happy to note as well for folks in this sector that, you know, my wife and I were going through the programs that have been announced by the federal government. If you are in the agribusiness, you're going to get, there's money available to you. If you're in the tech sector, there's money available to you. But that's it, though. So we could see more workers coming here just because there is going to be more money available to some of the agribusinesses locally, which could give them the leg up they need to bring in more workers. But your point about the weather is probably hugely.
Yes.
How are the issues that or challenges that people face as migrant workers different from the ones that immigrants face and refugees? Or are they the same?
No, they are not the same. I think, like, for example, the refugees have now the sponsoring groups. They have a lot of people helping them. When the agricultural workers, they come to a farm, some of them, it depends where they are, some of them can come to town more frequently than the others. There are others that they would be isolated, either because of transportation or because of the work. Some of them won't have a day off or to come to town to do their whatever they need to do, no, the shopping or the diligences. But, so it's different. It's different, and that's what we're trying to do, to make them feel welcome in the community. So we have been doing this welcoming event for newcomers and for the migrant workers, and also at the end of the season, we do a farewell event. And it is been successful. Now the workers, they already know when they come here. They if we see them in town, they say, when is the event going to be? Are you doing the clinics? When are they starting? Like they come to us and they are expecting to have these services.
Do you offer any services in terms of helping them if there was some labor problems or in terms of monitoring conditions?
That's when the legal center is been helping us. Like we are not experts, and mm-hmm. but the legal center is helping us with that, and also it's been already. I guess it's already 4 years that we have their help.
Now, what about the ability to access community resources outside of you? How does that work for the migrant workers?
For the migrant workers. We, at the beginning, I tried to do it, but it was like something big. Mm-hmm. And then we got some funds, and then we were able to hire migrant worker coordinator, and this is something that is done every year depending on funds, and if we can hire a person to focus on the migrant workers program, so this person is able to go to the farms, make the connections mm-hmm. with the farmers, with the workers, we invite them, so yeah, we try to invite them in our activities, welcoming events, farewell events, and we have the help of local organizations, and also for the place to do the events, we have had a great help from some local churches, as it is the Fellowship Baptist Church, the St. Andrews Presbyterian Church, and the Trinity United Church. Last year we hosted a health fair, and we did it at the Trinity United Church. It's been like every year we have been increasing our services to the workers because we see that there is a need.
Mm-hmm. Do you help them with labor issues though? Is there an occasion where you've had to help immigrants or new Canadians? People who've come up here to work as farm workers, for instance, have there been occasion where you had to help them with issues with regards to their employment here? Like what's happening at the farm, perhaps maybe they're not being treated well or something else. Have there been issues like that you've dealt with?
There have been some issues. So we try to help them in the way that maybe we can refer them to some other place, like the help center has helped.
Mm-hmm.
And the legal center, or for example, two years ago, there was a worker that was really not feeling well. He was very sick, and he called Horizons of Friendship to one of the staff members and told the situation, and this person went to find this person to take him to the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
And last year also, there was another case. This person was very sick, and the farmer couldn't provide help for the worker. They the farmer just wanted to send him back to his country.
Mm-hmm.
But the previous migrant worker coordinator, she took him to the doctor. She contacted volunteers to help with transportation. And also we needed an interpreter. So she was able to find a person who could speak the language mm-hmm. and being able to interpret with the doctor and the worker.
So, again, these are just some of the great services that are available through the New Canadian Center. We're going to take our last break of the hour, and when we come back, we're going to wrap it up. My guest in the studio has been Ms. Luz Ophelia, and she is the coordinator for the Cobourg office for the New Canadian Center. She's also a settlement counselor for Northumberland Region. My guest also, Rob Washburn. This is Consider This Live on Truly Local Radio, Northumberland 89.7. We will be right back.
I'm Chef Michelle.
I'm Chef Michael.
You don't have to be a chef to savor the flavors of Chef's Corner.
Tune in Thursday mornings at 10 to see who we've cooked up for our special guests, and don't forget our skill tasting giveaway.
Join Chef's Corner to tap into the upcoming culinary season and stir the gourmet in you. It's all about food, eating in season, and keeping it local. Chef's Corner, Thursday mornings at 10 a.m.
Chef's Corner is proudly sponsored by the Cultured Kitchen in downtown Cobourg, here on Northumberland 89.7.
Truly local radio.
My cousin Bob and I decided to quit our hustle and bustle jobs in the corporate machine and become entrepreneurs. We are now the proud owners of Curio City. Bob has always had a keen eye for Biblo. With the legal advice of Jim McGrath, we learned the best way to set up our business, plus Jim helped us understand our lease. Jim McGrath has been lawyering for over 30 years, so he knows what makes sense in business law, plus he's a real nice guy. Call Jim McGrath today at 905-373-1999 and tell him Cletus sent you.
Well, that washer quit again.
Well, I don't know what to do with it.
Well, I do. If you need in-home service, new or used parts, previously loved appliances, advice, or stimulating conversation, come on down to Ed White Appliance Service, 51 Mill Street South, or call us at 905-885-7109, where we love to say, yes, it is worth fixing.
Got an upcoming event? Tell us and we'll share it with all of Northumberland. Email your information to info@northumberland897.ca.
Okay. Welcome back to the Drive Time. Yeah, we're about ready to wrap it up here. I want to thank Luz Ophelia for being here, though. It's been wonderful to speak with you and to get a better understanding of what new Canadians are going through. I mean, I grew up in the city of Toronto. I know from living near new Canadians exactly what they're going through, but not the extent of the services that are available to them. Rob, I know you had one last point.
One last question. We've been talking a lot about programs for adults. Do you have any for children?
Yes, we have a Swiss program. Swiss goes by Settlement Workers in School. So we have a staff member that comes from Peterborough, and she looks after all the lakeshore area. So she goes from Clarington up to Brighton. She visits the school and helping children, immigrant children, that are facing any problems, and she can connect them with the New Canadian Center. Also, if she finds out about the parents of these kids that are having some issues, she can refer them to us.
Any upcoming events that we should know about?
Yes. Yes. We're doing some events in partnership with the Northumberland County, the Northumberland Hispanic Cultural Group, mm-hmm. and Multicultural Group. There are so many groups involved in these events. So we're having the next one. It's going to be the Multicultural Day Festival. It's going to be on June 25th, and this is in Port Hope. Mm. So we want to invite all the newcomers that mm-hmm. want to participate on mm-hmm. this event.
And some old-timers, too. You want the old-timers there as well.
Yes, yes, oh, yeah. yes. They don't have to be recently arrived. Right. It's for all, also, the Canada Day celebration, we're going to be in the parade, and we want to invite them also to come and join us. And if they have their typical dresses from their countries, they can dress if they want, or just come with a flag or something. And we're going to have a great time. Another one is the Newcomers Tour that is going to be on June 26th, and this is a tour in the it's a rural suites tour of Northumberland.
So, well, there you go. So many things going on. You can always visit the website, folks, www.nccpeterborough.ca, or you can give Luz, follow her at, or send her an email at luz@ncccoburg.ca. Horizonsoffroad.ca. They're at 50 Covered Street on the second floor at Horizons of Friendship. Rob Washburn, always a pleasure to be with you, sir.
Thanks, Dave.
We'll be back next time, listeners. I'm Dave Glover. Here's Stompin' Tom Connor's song called Tilsonburg. This goes out to all those seasonal farm workers everywhere.
Hey, Tom, you ever been to Tilsonburg?
Tilsonburg? My back still aches when I hear that word. While away down southern Ontario, I never had a nickel or a dime to show. A fella beeped up in an automobile. He said, you wanna work in the tobacco fields of Tilsonburg.
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 My back still aches when I hear that word. He said, I'll only give you $7 a day, but if you're any good, you get a raise in pay. Your bed's already on the bunkhouse floor. If it gets a little chilly, you can close the door. Tilsonburg.
Tilsonburg.
It was Tilsonburg.
Tilsonburg.
My back still aches when I hear that word. I was feeling in the morning anything but fine. The farmer said, I'm gonna teach you how to prime. He said, you gotta don a pair of oilskin pants if you wanna work in the tobacco plants of Tilsonburg.
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 My back still aches when I hear that word. We landed in a field that was long and wide, with one old horse and five more guys. I asked him where to find the cigarette trees, when he said, bend over, I was ready to leave. Tilsonburg.
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 My back still aches when I hear that word. He said to pick just the bottom leaves, and don't start crawling on your hands and knees. Prime your row, cause you'll get no pay for standing there picking at your nose all day round Tilsonburg.
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 My back still aches when I hear that blurb.